I'm Norman Corwin. The name of this program is Please, No Flowers. It's a mark of respect for a writer to say that he could dramatize the telephone directory. It would seem almost as unlikely to set the entire action of a play within a funeral parlor. The American playwright Joel Ansana has done just that. We begin in a minute from now.
Ah, a nice, warm, sunny day in the Bay Area. A great day to take a drive or have a family cookout. But warm, sunny, windless days are days when smog forms most easily. Some air pollution comes from industrial sources, but most of it is caused by automobiles. Even your backyard barbecue or fireplace causes pollution. And when all of these things add up to hazardous smog levels, the Bay Area Air Pollution Control District will call a smog alert. You'll hear about it on radio and television. You'll be asked to use public transportation or carpools and curtail pleasure driving. Also, you'll be asked to stop outdoor barbecues. Industry will be asked to cooperate by cutting down on smog-producing activity. If we all cooperate during a smog alert, air pollution levels should drop, and when the air is clean, the alert will be canceled and we'll all breathe a little bit easier. The Bay Area Air Pollution Control District hopes you'll do your part during alerts.
Yoo-hoo. Anybody there? Hello?
Hello? I can hear you.
Your voice sounds familiar. What's your name?
Esther. Esther Rubel.
That sounds familiar, too. Mine's Lena Grossman. Tell me, did you belong to the B'nai B'rith?
No, I never belonged to any organizations. I wasn't a joiner.
Shh, shh, shh. Someone's coming.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
You!
Well, I guess we're ghosts.
What a relief. Oh, it's so restful. Oh, my goodness. You're a young woman. So tell me, what happened? Childbirth, maybe?
Suicide. I was number 350 off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Listen, life like it was, who can blame you? You know, you look familiar. Maybe you were a customer of mine. For 20 years after my husband died, I ran a delicatessen.
I never indulge much in delicatessen, only the package meats.
Oh.
But once in a while, I would splurge. Like on my birthdays. I was too busy trying to keep up with Pacific Gas and Electric and the landlord.
Me, I just let go. I could hear them talking. My niece, the doctors and nurses. If she's got the will, she'll make it. Just a little of the old fight. Like on a TV soap opera.
Yeah.
Fight. I was tired of fighting, a whole life of fighting. So, just like Marilyn Monroe said, so long, Faye. I've had you. Me? I said, so long, life. I had enough of you. And besides, my niece Sandy, she's young. Let her enjoy my money. Let her use it.
Look, no flowers, no mourners, and no more fears of what was going to be. It's here, the to be, and it's all over. You know, when I jumped from the bridge, I turned back and I yelled through the fog, goodbye, PG&E, you finks.
Yeah, and also all those hungry doctors with their big bills. Ooh. Look at the label in my coffin. It says, the Hollywood model. Ooh, and just feel the silk and soft foam. All my life I slept in a Murphy bed between sheets bought at White Sales and Pennies. Now, now it's silk for an eternity.
Yeah, it's wonderful, but it's such a funny feeling, this being nowhere, like just in between. Like, I just finished a book, and I'm going to start a new one, and now it's like an epilogue.
I'm not so sure I like that thing, epilogue. I always like to know what's coming next.
I wonder what the next book will be like. A tropical paradise, a blazing furnace, or maybe just nothing. Years of nothing, like lying in bed on a Sunday, not moving or anything, but just so glad to be there.
I just hope someone takes care of my birds and my dog, that's all. You know, animals, they're so much nicer than people. They never hate.
Yeah, animals are great, but I wonder what people are saying. Oh, not that I care, but just think, they're all reading about me. Esther Ruvel in the newspapers. I can just hear people saying, look, I used to know this girl. You think I made the headlines, Mrs. Grossman?
Sure you made the headlines. You were number 350. You set a record.
But who's to miss me? Really miss me. No one will ever say, whatever happened to baby Esther?
I would just like to see my relatives' faces when they hear I left everything to my niece.
Mrs. Grossman, suppose those people were right about reincarnation. I may go back a raving beauty.
Or a mouse, who knows? Maybe worse yet, an ant?
Well, even that would be better. Ants stick together, they share. Anything's better than being alone, not sharing. A woman like me needed love. At least a father, a mother, maybe even a cousin who'd write once a year. But there was no one. Person needs roots. A warmth from someone close. I had nothing but headaches. If it had been just a little balanced, you know, first a little love, then a little trouble.
So where did you get the nerve? Imagine such a deep bridge. I would look down and get dizzy.
After a whole weekend sitting at home, lonely and depressed, I took inventory of my, let's say, stock. The warehouse was empty. On top of that, I had a fierce sinus headache, a pile of bills, and, well, I just pretended I was diving into the pool at the Jewish Community Center.
Match. Such chutzpah.
At least you had a husband, some loving, someone needing you. I can see you must have been a beautiful woman.
Who, me? Never. Still, I was lucky for a while. Yes, he was a fine husband. Then one night, he got up to go to the bathroom. I heard him. And went back to sleep. Suddenly I didn't feel him. I would always snuggle up close. He was such a warm person. David? I called. I got up. And there he was. On the bathroom floor. A heart attack. Maybe we were too close. You think when they close down, you think I might see my David?
I don't know. But then who am I to say? I mean, I always thought we just came to an abrupt end. We died and that was all. But look, here we are and it hasn't ended.
David?
Sure, Lena, sure. Sure you'll see your David. Why not? After this, anything is possible.
I think I'll get up for a while. Walk around a bit. You know, for old time's sake.
Here, let me help you.
Just for a little while.
You know, it might be a hell of a long time before we can do this again.
Tell me, you said you never had love? A nice young woman like you?
Nice, me. With this absurd face and figure. Maybe if I'd had money. Yeah, I loved a young man. Well, not very smart, a good looking. Very poor taste. Messy beard. Always dandruff in his shoulders, but still, I loved him. You know, I never really knew if... Listen to me. Still wondering, hoping. I thought I ended all that when I left my camera and purse up on the bridge.
A camera? You were going to take pictures?
No, but the guards don't pay any attention to you that way. You look just like an ordinary tourist. Ah, we had a few dates, but... I'm sure he didn't love me, or he would have said so.
Esther, did you say so? Wait. Someone's coming.
I'm Wally Bruner, host of What's My Line? And if it's laughs you're after, we've got it. Take, for instance, when our well-meaning, all-star panel tries to help contestants do their thing.
We've got to quit meeting like this.
What are you stupid? You kidding me about this?
Yes, it's Merry Madness plus Celebrity Mystery Guests. That's What's My Line.
Watch the new What's My Line show every weekday at 5:30 on 5.
One of the biggest givers you'll ever meet lives here. He doesn't give money. He can't. He gives his time each week to a fatherless boy. Hank Guarini is a big brother. He shares his time with Tony, a little brother, who's a real match for him. They do all sorts of things together, like work, go fishing. Whatever they darn feel like. That's Big Brothers. One man, one boy. We have 1.5 million fatherless boys named Tony, Jim, Bob, David, Manuel, Felipe, Willie, Leroy. And they don't want your money. They would like a small part of your time. Call Big Brothers. And spend a little time with one of the boys.
Esther, friends of mine from the B'nai B'rith. I haven't seen them in ages.
The page is blank, with the first and only visitors for poor Lena.
What did you expect? A royal turnout?
Oh, work, always in the store, or talking to her stupid birds, or that mangy old dog.
What kind of existence was that? Can you tell me?
She looks better than ever.
See what a little makeup can do for a person.
Before her husband died, she was a handsome woman.
I wonder who bought her that dress.
I've got to sit down for a few minutes. These funeral parlors always make me a little unsteady on my feet.
She was a changed woman after her husband went.
Naturally, Esther, I had to work from morning till night, lugging orange crates, going to the vegetable market at 4 o'clock before dawn.
So many times, believe me, I meant to call her. To invite her over for dinner.
I was going to bake her a special little cake for the holidays.
But there was always something.
You're right. Something always interferes with good intentions.
Besides, I didn't know how she'd react, not having seen her in so many years.
That's the way it goes. That's life.
How many times I wished someone would call. I would have given I don't know how much if someone had just called. Just a, so how are you? Are you still alive, Lena?
I know, Lena. It's getting late. We better go.
This neighborhood, it's changed.
It's not so safe after dark anymore.
The whole city has changed.
Oh, so young. When a person dies so young, it's a real tragedy. That face, it looks familiar.
Oh, that's the one in the newspaper. I remember I even remarked to my Morris, look, honey, a Jewish girl is number 350 off the bridge.
So young.
Anyway, she made the headlines. I mean, my Morris said some people will do anything for a little publicity.
Publicity? Who needed publicity? A little attention, perhaps. I was a typist, 80 words a minute. A typist, not a movie star.
Come. There's nothing more we can do.
Crying won't bring her back.
So why didn't you call, huh? Friends. Who needs such friends?
Now look. It's him, the young man I told you about. I must look awful. All that water dragged in a net like a fish.
Don't worry, Esther, you look terrific.
Look. He's crying. For me, he's crying.
It must be nice to have someone crying for you.
God. God, I can't believe it.
It must give you a good feeling.
Imagine, I missed me. Me missed.
Oh, Esther, why? Why did you do it? Why couldn't you wait just a little bit longer? Just long enough for me to finish my night courses in traffic management. Be a little bit more secure.
Security? What security? You and me, that's security.
God, please, let her rest in peace. If I could have only realized that you were so close to giving up, I must have been blind. I love you, Esther.
Oh, God. God, he loves me. Do you hear the
I was blind
and
stupid. I needed you, Esther. Oh, I needed you.
Why now? Why not yesterday? Why didn't he tell me, Lena? Explain. I'd have loved you if you didn't have a cent. I'd have taken pride in laundering your shirts and in shining your shoes. Even trimming your hair to save on the barber's fee. But now... Now it's too late.
Please don't. Don't upset yourself. Besides, you'll wake up tomorrow and who knows. We'll be in a better place. You'll see... Things usually happen for the best.
Lena, maybe it's all a dream. Oh, yes, I remember. I ate too much before going to bed last night. Maybe I'll wake up in the morning. I'll call you first thing.
Please.
Oh, Lena, he needs me. You heard. You're a witness. He
no,
needs me.
Don't do this to yourself.
Sandy, my lovely niece.
You know it does feel good having someone to cry for you. Suddenly I feel important, like maybe it wasn't all for nothing after all.
Is there something I can do for you?
Oh, thank you. My aunt. Oh, she was such a wonderful person. Never an ugly word about anybody. Never envious or bitter.
She's resting now. She looks very peaceful.
Oh, she's at peace, all right. But if she only knew. She struggles, works hard all her life. And for what? A pack of greedy relatives who've already begun to battle over her money.
I left her will. What's to fight?
You're saying she was incompetent. Imagine, just because a person stays to herself. Oh. Perhaps she was a little out of tune with the times. But that was one of the nice things about her. She was a complete individual. And I always found it refreshing to spend a couple of hours with her.
We all have our strange little ways.
Oh, I wish she'd never left anything to me. You ought to hear them, especially my uncles. What they've called me, the accusations. You know, just before I came over here, they phoned to tell me that they were going to contest the will because I had influenced her. That's why I had visited her whenever I could. They've already engaged a lawyer. Imagine, she's not even buried yet. God rest her soul.
That's what usually happens when money is involved. People turn into vultures.
Esther, did you hear? That's the last thing I wanted, to cause her trouble. Incompetent? My own brother's calling me that? What kind of family? Oh, if only I had left her everything while I was still alive.
Was she your wife?
Oh, no.
But I was going to.
Imagine, Esther Rubel, a wife. Someone's partner.
Incompetent. So I kept a lot of birds and an old dog, and I went no place. So I lived in the back of my store and denied myself little luxuries. It was my privilege. My work, my pets, my independence were everything. I never asked for anything from anybody.
We close at 8.
Oh.
Sorry.
8 o'clock already.
Even when you're faced with eternity, there's a time limit. Goodbye, Esther. I really loved you. And I'm going to miss you. It's not that we were together a lot, but we were.
Goodbye, dear Tantalina. Oh, God, please be good to her. Let her finally find peace.
Peace? Will I ever find peace?
I hope you get a good lawyer. I think your aunt's wishes should be followed to the letter.
No. Don't go.
Sandy.
Don't go.
Sandy, get Mr. Shapiro for a lawyer. He has proof, papers. He knew me all my life. Knew I wasn't incompetent. Just a little different, maybe. And he has proof. Sandy!
Look. She didn't even hear me.
Been listening. Listen to the music. Have you been sleeping? The sermons in the music. The man standing next to you, he must surely be your brother. So brother,
hi, this is Kenny Rogers of the First Edition. You know, times are really changing, and if you're not making plans to change with them, you could end up out of it. The smart thing to do is to learn a skill with the future, and that's the only kind of skill the Air Force teaches. Find yourself in the Air Force, and you'll find yourself a skill and a future.
I heard someone laughing.
It came from up there.
No, it sounded like it came from down there.
What's funny?
A joke. The biggest joke of all, Esther, was that crazy life, that crazy world. And the cruelest joke of all is that just when you've learned about life, how to enjoy it, get the flavor out of it, then all of a sudden you're tired and old. Believe me, yes, it was a crazy world, and you're not missing anything. So don't have any regrets.
You're right. No regrets.
I'm glad someone's happy. Esther, please. Would you let me smell one of the flowers? That one, the yellow. Funny, I'm not able to smell it. Still, I can remember, and so I can smell. How fresh and nice and sweet.
Lena, I changed my mind. I want to go back.
Yes, me too. But let's face it, it's too late for both of us. Esther, I would advise you to return to your... Oh, how I hate to use that word. Just keep remembering. You missed the cruelest joke of all.
You mean I actually missed out on something?
Yes, believe me. Growing old, you're lucky.
But being older, you had something I didn't have.
What? More gray hairs?
No, more memories.
That's right. More memories. Good memories. And those are the ones we have to remember.
You know, I wasn't afraid on the bridge, but now I feel cold. If only he hadn't brought these damn flowers, it wouldn't be so hard.
Esther, no flowers, please. No flowers. Only the good memories. Those are the ones we have to remember.
Like chocolate ice cream and sugar cones.
Like walking with my dog.
Riding the cable car on a spring evening.
Fresh onion rolls.
Hot dogs and play of pianos.
Big, fat clouds.
Foghorns drifting in from the bay.
Children running.
Betty Davis movies.
Playing as if there was no tomorrow.
Wonton soup.
My birds.
Parades and seagulls.
My wonderful, beautiful little birds.
After Christmas sales.
Eating fresh celery leaves.
Halloween. And the pumpkins in the windows.
Newly laundered bedclothes.